I should mention I have Mr. Dennis Hassan, who is a principal with the firm of Whitman Reckwart and Associates. Heather has agreed to join us today.
We're blessed, huh?
Provide her expertise.
Heather, how you doing?
Dennis, how are you doing?
Are you keeping Rodney motivated down there? Does he? Oh.
Who did?
Today.
Sobered up yet?
Wish I was.
Yeah, me too.
Not me. Felt bad at 40.
Okay, what I've handed out is a layout of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility. It actually only shows a portion of the property. If you look at the area that's cross-hatched in red, that shows the two existing spray circles. They're 100 acres each, as well as our existing storage and treatment lagoons. It's a lagoon treatment facility with spray irrigation. I think we're all familiar with that. And then we show some other properties. These are some of the properties that we purchased about 5 years ago. One of which was from Townsend's Inc. We had purchased a property from Richard Cordry, and then we also purchased another 150 acres from J.G. Townsend. What we've done is, through our North Coastal Planning Area study, we kind of laid out a proposed expansion of the Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Facility, and this expansion is required based upon, you know, the addition of the new districts we've added in Oak Orchard and the Angola area that will come online next year, as well as the growth that we've seen in the Long Neck area as well. And then also we've talked about the possibility of pumping either Wolf Neck or City Rehoboth over to this facility as well. And basically what we're looking to do is begin the what we call the preliminary engineering process for the expansion of the regional wastewater facility. And the work items that we would be performing, we actually did most, if not all, of the hydrogeologic testing of the site during the North Coastal Planning Area. And that would be for phases one and two. We haven't really performed any hydrogeo work on phase three. Now that we have that hydrogeologic data, we can estimate the nutrient loadings for each one of the spray irrigation expansion areas. And then we're also going to provide, you know, a flow schematic, a site plan for the expansion of the lagoon treatment system. And that's going to be similar to what we have in place, but we're also going to introduce a BioLac treatment system, and that will help reduce nutrients. We also plan to add a sludge handling system to handle the sludge produced by the plant, and that will be very similar to what we've successfully built at the South Coastal plant. And then finally, we're going to prepare a design development report, which is kind of the, you know, a requirement. About a third of the way through the design process, you submit your design development report to DENREC, and once they approve this design development report, that actually allows us to go through and complete the final design. So the proposed contract amendment we have will take us through that design development report process. Now, one additional work item that we're including in this preliminary engineering is, if you look at the top right-hand corner, we have an existing spray rig that Townsend's Inc. had in place. They used it just for general farming and spray irrigating well water. But what we plan to do is extend a pipeline of force main from the existing treatment system out to this existing spray rig and get that permitted so that we can begin making use of that spray irrigation system this summer. It just provides us a little bit of added capacity, but most importantly, it just gives us more flexibility for operating the system. The proposed cost, the amendment, is $193,522, and this is a fairly significant work item for us. We need to expand the capacity of the Inland Bays plant just so we can meet the schedule. Although growth has slowed down, I still think we need to be prepared for it should it start up again. And as I mentioned, we are going to be bringing on existing districts in the near future that we're going to need that capacity for.
Mike, is this needed for
So this is needed for Oak Orchard?
To do the Oak Orchard expansion area, bring it online, to bring on the Angola District online, and then also to treat, you know, we are still seeing some growth in the Long Neck District as well. So, yeah, we need it just for those three items.
Okay.
But it would also, we don't need to do anything different if we divert Wolf Neck over in the future. Phase one is going to take us out to about 2.83 million gallons per day, and that'll take us for a while. But if later we decide to divert Wolf Neck over here, then we're going to have to do an additional phased expansion. And if you look down in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a chart where we have existing. Phase one expansion is what we're talking about doing right away, and then we would have a phase two expansion, which would take us out. The disposal capacity column is the key column. That would take us out to 3.8 MGD. And if we did that, that would take us out to easily 2030, even including diverting the Wolf Neck plant to this site. And that would only be making use of the phase one and phase two spray areas. So we do have a lot of capacity at this site. But basically, this will start the phase one expansion is what we're looking to do.
And there is a need with Angola
eventually
coming on, and expansion of Oak Orchard, and just
and Heather, I don't know if you want to add anything to that or not about our flows or the need for addition.
We averaged about 650,000 gallons a day in the summer.
I think it's
premature. So,
you know,
flows are going out. We need to continue to move forward with the expansion.
Well, Mike, is this premature until we decide where Wolf Neck's going? Is it going to here or Milton? I mean, do we need to do this if Wolf Neck should go to Milton?
I think we need to do this regardless. Even if we, you know, diverted Wolf Neck to the ocean outfall, we still need to do this expansion for these other districts.
No.
I'm just saying, you know, wherever we send Wolf Neck, we need to do this.
You still need to do this.
We need to do this, irregardless.
But then if Wolf Neck goes to here, what are we going to have to do?
We probably would have to do our phase two expansion sooner than we would have to versus if we did not divert Wolf Neck. As I mentioned, we'd have the capacity for about 2.83 MGD, and that would take us out to easily 2015. Now, a lot of this is based upon, you know, what kind of growth are we going to see in the next 5 to 7 years?
Right.
You know, I just plugged in 3%, which is still pretty high, so we may not even see that growth. So
right.
We can react to the flow that we're seeing at the time. But if I'm just projecting out 3% growth, sometime around 2015 to 2017, we would have to do the phase two expansion, whether we divert Wolf Neck or not. If we divert Wolf Neck, we need to plan for it, maybe kick that phase two expansion in a year earlier.
Right.
What's currently on this property?
As far as crops, we are, what are we growing out there now, Heather?
Corn and soybeans.
Winter
wheat covers.
Is there any forest land?
We have forest land on the Glatfelter property. If you look at the top left-hand corner, what we refer to as phase two expansion, that was the J.G. Townsend property. Prior to us purchasing the property, they cut over the timber. So basically, it's cut over timber with whatever scrub has grown up. And you look down at the south to the Cordry property, which is the phase three expansion area, it's the same thing. It was cut over timber and it's just scrub now. So yeah, we will have to do something with those properties. It's never been reforested to grow a pulpwood or a timberwood. And we have been working with Glatfelter, actually, has come back and suggested some management plans, but more for the Glatfelter property, which is still a good stand of timber on 1,200 acres. It's more for that. We haven't set up any timber management for these two properties because we weren't exactly sure what we were going to do with them.
Would it be cheaper for us to reforest and do irrigation and reforesting as opposed to clearing them and try to get tilled land?
Well, you lose capacity. If you're looking at foresting, spraying on, you're talking about maybe an inch per week you could spray
as
versus if it was farmland, you could do two and a quarter. You could actually get permitted up to 2 3/4, but I don't believe we can hydraulically spray that anywhere in Sussex County every week. But you can basically double your capacity if you do it as farmland.
Mike, I get, okay, go ahead.
The cost you're talking about today is 180 and some change?
193.
193?
For this phase?
For phase one, right? You're talking?
Yeah, that was, yeah, oh yeah, $193,000 to do this consulting engineering work and to get this design development report submitted to DENREC and approved, as well as getting the permit in place so that we could begin spraying on this top right-hand corner. And that'll take us through, would you say 30% design, Dennis?
This is the DDR report, yeah, to get 30% design. Yeah. The other thing is, too, though, in this report, we're going to be looking at phase
Much
one.
Much more up, Dennis. This may got legal thing.
As Mike said, actually, in this report, we're going to be looking at phase one, phase two, for the design and development report to submit that to DENREC. We're also going to be looking conceptually at phase three in this study. So again, one thing just to remind everybody, we still have 3.1 MGD worth of treatment capacity up at the Wolfneck facility, and that's seeing about 2 MGD, correct, during the summer. So we have to bring that into the balance. But with the Inland Bays facility, seeing about 0.8, 0.9 MGD, currently at 1.4. And again, this is going to give you a lot more disposable capacity at Inland Bays. It puts you all in the driver's seat because, again, you all can monitor the flows, and depending on what happens as far as those flows coming online, you can stage this construction down at your Inland Bays facility. But again, with Angola Neck coming online and the Oak Orchard expansion areas, you're going to need more capacity at the Inland Bays facility.
Hey, Mike, on phase one, I mean, all of them, I'm sure we've already done soil sampling and
we've done hydrogeo work, yeah.
All that
it's
kind of
good.
Stuff that says everything's hunky dory.
Yep. Okay.
Any other questions, Jim?
I guess I'm concerned about cost.
Okay.
$193,000 for another study.
Well, it's not the study. It's doing the first one-third of the design of the facility. It's not a study. We're actually producing the initial work on the design, as well as getting the... So it's not, we're not studying everything. I think we've studied things to death, and it's time to move forward.
And then after this initial design, have you projected out total cost?
Here's what I would suggest. As we're moving through this one-third design, we can, because we'll now be specifically designing cells and treatment components, we can give you an accurate cost estimate during this process of what it would take from here.
Can you give us that prior to this?
Sure. I mean, we've provided it, and Dennis, you tell me. Give me a number.
We've estimated the phase one and two expansion. This is all numbers that we've thrown out there.
But
before.
It would just be the phase.
Well, the phase one expansion, we've estimated at $23.2 million. Now, that's construction of your phase one facility.
Right. But there's a lot of, I will tell you, there's a lot of contingency in there. That's why I'm suggesting, rather than say, okay, that's the number. Let's do this, you know. Let us do this initial design. We're going to do this preliminary engineering. Let us give you an accurate number for what it is we're proposing to build.
But the one comment, though, about the study, this is actually the design development report, which is required from DENREC for the groundwater discharge permit. So this actually gets sent to DENREC in order to get your permit to dispose of on this land. So, you know, again, this isn't as much as a study as a permit package. It's going to DENREC to be able to utilize this facility.
And that's required by anybody doing this. If, you know, Tidewater Artesian's building, an on-site treatment facility for a community, they have to do the same design development report. It's the process you go through during design. There's nothing unusual. We did the same thing when we designed Piney Neck. We did the same thing when Tatman and Lee did the design build process for Wolfneck. This is the pipeline that you have to go down to get a plant expansion approved.
Right.
Is the contract structured like others have been in the past, where this is an upset limit?
Yeah, it's time and material.
Time and material with a maximum
of
193.
That's correct.
And we've always stayed under those amounts.
And it's basically, I mean, I know it's charged off to the different sewer districts. Is that correct, Susan?
This would be Inland Bays Regional Wastewater Expansion project for right now.
So Long Neck, Oak Orchard, Angola would pay for that.
Oak Orchard
we would
expansion.
Use connection fees monies to help pay for the expansion of the treatment facility.
Future connections.
And we'll borrow the rest.
Future connections and money we've collected.
Therein lies the problem that I have. The revenue stream from those future connections is definitely been cut off today, and it's hard to say how long it's going to be before that revenue stream begins to flow again. I think, you know, we take this one step, $193,000 step, then I'm sure they'll be back before long with another step, you know.
Oh, yeah, we definitely.
$2 million, $5 million. Pretty soon, you know, we're down that track, and $23 million later, we've got a system that maybe is not necessarily as critical as it would have been, you know, in fat times in the past.
Well, I mean, then, I think what you figure out before, you know, we're going to, if we design something, we're going to have to bid it out. You have the opportunity not to approve the bid. But,
plus,
I mean, our flows are increasing. We are still seeing some growth. I think that's the key, and I think we need to stay a pace of that.
And Angola's not
add,
on yet.
Right. And we had Angola. That's 1,300 existing EDUs plus Oak Orchard expansion.
Right.
I'm not sure off the top of my head how many that is existing. And could this be phased in? I mean, like you
Well, that's what
that
we're talking about, you know, the phasing that we're going to do over time.
Even as part of phase one, do we have to do all of phase one at once, or could we, like, look at
Sure, you can look at the diagram that I gave you, and yeah, we could do a smaller phase, but I think there is some economy of scale that you have to look at as well, you know.
Right.
But we could break it down into smaller phase.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that I'm not as excited as maybe in the past when we start talking about passing it on to the sewer districts is because of the subsidy that we've been forced to provide to these sewer districts. And if we stop, you know, spending millions of dollars in subsidizing those sewer rates, you know, we're going to have a lot of unhappy homeowners. So if we start dumping tens of millions of dollars onto sewer districts, those rates are going to ultimately go up unless we subsidize them from general fund money. And that concerns me. I think we've got to be very careful, regardless of whether it's passed to a sewer district or coming out of our general fund, how we spend money these days.
I think you're right. We have to coordinate with engineering, like we have on many projects in the past, so that to ensure that we have the funds available, be it connection fees or, you know, ongoing revenue assessment service charges to cover these costs. You're absolutely right.
It's basically the way we build into the system, the way I understand it. The connection fees are paid.
They're
the ones that do to pay for the expansion.
That's correct.
New growth is basically, they're forcing us, the new people online are the ones that are forcing us to expand.
What's forcing us to expand is the land use plans we follow, and we keep approving stuff. And as we keep approving stuff, they need the infrastructure. So it's all connected, guys. So we either got to look at that land use plan we've adopted and change it, or keep approving stuff as it comes in. We got to have this infrastructure. So you can't stop Vance but still keep approving developments or have a land use plan that supports the size of a need out there at Long Neck. I mean,
I have to, I agree with Vance, and I agree that, you know, we have to look at this phase because, I mean, we have several projects that we've expanded the sewer districts to different, and these people aren't online yet. So that
right.
It is going to be a problem child. We just can't stick our hand.
And I have those people, you know, banging on my door all the time. When are we going to be able to connect?
They want to be on.
So I've got to meet with the Angola by the Bay people. Again, we were down there with Mr. Phillips just last month. And
right.
They want to meet with us again in October. So John Ashman and myself are going to meet with them to talk about the schedule, when, how things are moving forward, and when they're going to be able to connect.
And one of their but as Mr. Phillips noted, one of the major concerns is cost. And
right.
We have to, you know, stay right with the project and keep monitoring the cost and the phasing in of the project to be sure that we can bring it in at or below the levels that we promised. So I know that was a major concern when we were there for the press conference for USDA.
But one of the other reasons we had for trying to move forward as quickly as possible, not necessarily on the treatment plant expansion, but on the contracts that we're bidding for Angola, is
right.
We have a super bidding climate out there right now where every bid we have 10 plus contractors bidding. So we're seeing numbers on laying foot of pipe that we saw back in 99 and 2000, for example, when we did Cedar Neck, and we saw bids of $50 a linear foot. When we did Ellendale, we were up over $100 a foot.
Right.
Well, now we're back down to that $50 a foot range.
Profit margin's not as great as today.
Well, the more competition helps.
I agree.
And
does holding up on this $193,000 contract hold up Angola?
That's a good question. I would have to sit there and analyze the flow rates.
1,300 EDUs.
Heather?
That's not that.
I suggest that we need to move forward with this. With the flows we're seeing and with the fields that we have already permitted, we need to expand to other expansion sites.
We need to do phase one anyway.
We do.
I mean, if you...
I don't think we can't wait any longer for this. We need to start working with and get this DVR done right.
Because if we drop the hammer today, what are you talking? You're still talking months, right?
Yeah, I'd say if we drop the hammer now, probably wouldn't be bidding this for a good year and a half.
Right.
All right. Well, we can wait a couple weeks.
But we could move forward with getting that one field. Right.
Yeah. Now, Heather does have a priority.
Because we have the two sites, and with the flows we're seeing, we're starting to see impact on those. So we need to expand as soon as we can to another site, this land that we've purchased. And we have a rig out there, and we just need to really move forward on that.
You just need to get permission to be able to spray on,
right.
on this
right.
particular
right.
field.
And we've got to do that design development report to get that done. I think that is part of the problem.
That's the first thing we need to get done, so you can relieve
right.
some of the pressure off the other field. Off the other field, is that
right.
correct? Okay. Pleasure, gentlemen.
Well, by approving this today, Mike, you could address her concerns.
That's correct.
This money. And when those concerns are addressed, we may not have to. We may come back and revisiting the rest of the concerns that money was going to involve studying. So I don't, that maybe will cater to Mr. Phillips's concerns about the big project and having to do it all at one time, possibly, and we phase this in. But we could only spend the money to study this, and then we could, because it's a something
well,
we,
no
can,
brand.
We
you
can
don't have
control,
a,
right?
The thing in front of us is the is this phase one. Part right.
right
now.
And we did spend $28 million on the land, so if you compare it to that cost.
Yeah. Right.
This is part. Yeah, we're taking these steps. You just can't stop taking the steps once we start. And we've started. We're down a path here, guys.
Right. Okay. Then what are we doing?
Market has slowed up.
Yes, no,
enough.
In between. What's the deal?
I say approve the contract and then let them get started on what they need to do, and then but watch the contract, and then maybe we can address.
We can come back and report on the progress that we've made, or
right.
But
you say we need to do phase one, right?
Right.
It has to be done. So why don't we in this contract address phase one, then Mike, you come back to us. How's that sound?
A lot of hemming and hawing about. Do we need to? Don't we need to? I asked a simple question about whether or not. Holding up on this was going to hold up on Angola. Why don't you guys go back next week, bring back some real hard numbers you can give us, where we are, where you want us to be, what the options are. I mean, just too much hemming and hawing. Nobody has convinced me that this has to be done this week.
Councilman Phillips, I'd just like to address that, and then again, we'll leave it up to you all, how you want us to proceed. Again, as mentioned, the treatment and disposal capacity at the Inland Bays plant's about 1.4 MGD. Right now, they're seeing about 0.8, 0.9 MGD. This study that we have here before you is to look at the immediate needs, which are to bring on these existing spray fields. And our goal is to have a draft report to Sussex County within 3 months so that they, through O&M, can just get those irrigation rigs piped up to get additional disposal fields online by mid-year, next year.
Okay, say that again. Your MGD
it's one,
is 1.4.
It's about, it's on the, if you look at the figure.
One, right, 1.4 is your
capacity. Summer,
correct.
Summer months, right?
If you look, we're just referring to the treatment and disposal capacity. It's approximately 1.46 MGD.
Okay. Right now, you're at 0.8.
0.8, 0.9, that's correct. 0.9.
It's a little bit over half.
Yeah, correct. However,
you can't wait a week or two to get some hard numbers to get some better figures. I mean, they're really.
Are
you guys looking
are there
back?
Other figures to get?
So you want us to project out when Oak Orchard's coming online, when Angola's coming online, what the growth in Long Neck would be, and what kind of flows would be generated by those districts coming on board,
going to give you the confidence that I didn't see today. I mean, there's just. For instance, I asked you about Angola, and I'm not sure if that's going to affect us or not. And
oh, it is going to affect us.
Now,
it's
now
15.
You're saying that we're only at maybe 60% of capacity here.
But I mean, we have existing EDUs that are in the Angola Neck community. That referendum's been passed. Right now, we're on track to get the first phase of that project, which is the Force Main Inland Bays bid. Yeah, at the beginning of this year, 2009.
Right.
And, you know, again, if you look at things, just things typically a treatment plant design, again, these are all rough numbers, but typically a treatment plant design takes about 1 year just to do the hardcore design of the treatment plant. Construction is typically a year and a half to 2 years. So if we look at that, you know, that's from beyond the point of getting the DDR completed. So you're looking at 3 years. And again, if we're looking 3 years from the day when the DDR is done, you know, we're going to start butting up against that with respect to these districts of Angola Neck and Oak Orchard, because those referendums have passed, and there are existing homes in Angola Neck now that we're not talking like growth scenarios like in other parts of the county. Those are existing folks in those communities that are on these community systems that once the sewer is available, you know, are going to want the opportunity to connect. So
immediately at that point, you're going to have X amount of people on immediate, not gradually.
We'll get the woods on Herring Creek immediately because it's existing, it's a peak flow. But then, you know, it's kind of phases in a little bit because people generally have a year to connect. And some people try to connect right away and some people wait till the last minute.
She says 3,000 potential users probably in Angola, is that right?
Ultimately, I mean, again, the list study projections we did, we have like 1,500 existing EDUs, you know, in the Angola Neck service area there.
We've already had contact from a proposed development about connecting to the system, as well as other existing communities that have failing systems. Once we get, you know, get the Angola district in place. But
Mike, what Heather mentioned on that, could you show me or just point to it? Heather said that we needed additional spray field, that we should. I know it has to be in the phase one, but is it
where
just
we have this existing spray rig that was constructed by Townsend Zinc. Basically, when they were farming the property, they were tied into a water well, you know, spray irrigated on the property using the well water. What we want to do is extend a pipeline from our existing plant out here, tie in the existing spray rig, which will provide us immediate additional capacity.
And that would take care of the situation down there now, where we have a concern that Denrex had over the last 10 years, approximately, regarding
this phase one, accelerating getting the expansion, the disposal rigs on these sites prior to move that to the front, so we can have some more flexibility for spraying on the field while we're designing the expansion of the plant. So that's what.
So
this
what's
phase
it show? 2010.
Desperately need to start expanding on 2010. Rather than keep spraying those two.
So the existing spray will be diverted over these other areas,
yes.
Right. Is what you're saying. It would give you that flexibility. Okay.
It does. And the reason we don't have these numbers in our back pocket is because we presented this information 6 months to a year ago, and then I did know all the numbers, and we were just moving forward to this. We thought we were beyond that and moving to the next phase, but we can revisit it and put all the numbers and come back and submit it again, and hopefully we can render a decision.
Yeah, I'm going to move that we defer a week. We got some questions I need to have answered, and if I don't get a second for that, then
second.
I'll go quiet.
Okay, it's been moved to second that we defer on the vote on the amendment as stated by Mr. Izzo. George?
It's fine, but yes.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips? Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Motion passed. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Susie?
Okay, a few grants today. First one, Laurel Public Library.
I'd like to give $5,000 to Laurel Library. They're putting a new security system.
Second.
Can I supplement Mr. Dukes? And maybe
okay.
I'll give two if he wants to give three, and that'll give him their five.
Is that all right?
Well, it's $12,500 total.
Yeah, five from this council is enough, I think.
My motion is given five. It's my money, Mr. Phillips.
Okay.
Second.
Are you going to add that, or that's?
No, that's a fair number for them.
Okay. That's cool. It's been moved to second that we allot five from Mr. Dukes. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
And the second one is Blades. They're redoing their park over. They need money for that. And I'd like to give them $5,000 for that also.
Okay. Second, gentlemen?
Second.
God, I might move back to Seaford. Nice, sounds like it's getting nicer.
I started to make include some. Mr. Cole, you used to live there.
I know.
They appreciate if you want to give them something.
Park for
you want to give them something?
No. There won't be.
You got a summer home over there, George.
I don't know. We can probably get a second.
There's a man in the audience might need my help financially when you clean that account out.
Okay. Can I have a?
You can loan it to him.
Yes.
Susie, how much money's left in Mr. Dixon's account?
Want to see how fast he's burning through it, too?
Well, if you want to start that, Susan, let's go down what each councilman's got, then, if you're going to be picking on one particular one.
Okay.
I mean, Mr.
Can
Phillips,
ask,
you've
you
got...
Can ask you
yeah, go ahead. That's good. That's
I
good.
Got it.
You've got more than I've got, Mr. Phillips, if you want to get...
Wait till you hear the slush fund.
Can we go right down the list?
Yes.
Yep.
Mr. Rogers, $90,000. Mr. Cole, $128,000. Dukes, $40,000. Jones, $88,000. Phillips, $72,000. Totaling $421,000.
Now, who is the most frugal with your taxpayers' money? I haven't spent anything, folks.
Susie, the 40 in Mr. Dukes' account, does that include the five that we just gave to Laurel?
That was as last week.
So that's down to 35, and there's a motion on the floor for another five?
And we all started with the same amount.
And so that'll get him down to 30,000?
Yes, that's correct.
How much are we
after
allotted?
Today.
How much are we allotted per year?
61. It's an odd amount.
And
which is 366.
The end of this term is approximately half the year. So, to be fair, the taxpayers' money should be split between this year and next year, which is about $30,000.
In a fiscal year?
No, calendar year.
Well, that's a personal decision because it's discretionary money. So, I mean, as long as it's within the budget year,
to Mr. Dukes's discretion.
I mean, I can't make that decision for a councilman.
You haven't got a second yet.
He doesn't want you to spend it anymore, Dale.
I second your motion.
Well, ahead.
He's second the motion.
Oh, okay. You do?
Mr. Yeah. Phillips, I understand what you're trying to do, but...
Well, you told me point blank the other night you weren't going to spend all that money, and now you're going back on your word.
No, I'm not.
You're moving
I'm not
back.
Spending it all. I didn't tell you what it was going down to.
I
you have an opportunity to vote no, Mr. Phillips.
Well, I've also got an opportunity to make a statement, and I think you're being irresponsible.
Okay. There we go.
Okay. I think this is taxpayers'
you are entitled
money.
To your opinion, Mr. Phillips.
And I have the floor.
If I get three votes, fine. If I don't, I'll go with you.
And I'd like to give you my opinion. I think you're being irresponsible. I think as these requests come in after you are gone between January and the end of June, there's not going to be any money in that account. No money for the taxpayers of your district. And so they're going to go without because of your spending spree after your retirement. It's completely irresponsible, and you know it. And if you want to play that game, fine, but I'm going to point it out every week.
Good. Why don't you put it on tape, just play it every week, because I'm going to continue to spend it.
I know you are, and you went back on your word.
No, I didn't. No, I did not. I didn't tell you what I was going to say.
I hate
parsing words.
You remember, you weren't here, but Mr. Mariner spent every penny that he had.
Oh, so that makes it right?
No. And then I've loaned Mr. Jones money out of my councilmatic.
You never gave me any.
You never asked for it. You got look how much you got.
I hate seeing you boys bicker and argue. I just hate that. It hurts me.
It troubles you?
It troubles me to see that it's gotten to this point. I thought we were all...
Have a motion and a second on the floor to allot $5,000 from Mr. Dukes for DeBlade's park. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Because this amount continues to keep him above the halfway point for the fiscal year, I would vote yes.
Mr. Dukes?
I put you on notice.
I'm sorry that I disappointed Mr. Phillips, but I did not promise him what amount I was going to be saving in the account. My vote, yes.
You want to declare today how much you're going to save?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what other requests I'll be getting in.
I'll promise you I'm going to save as much as I can.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
Look who's got the most.
I'm proud of you, Mr. Cole. Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
The next one's mine also. I'd like to give him $500. He's got a 501c3, and he feeds the needy in the Laurel area.
Okay. Second that?
Second.
It's been moved to second that we allowed $500 for item number three. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Sussex Central High School volleyball boosters.
$250.
$250 for Mr. Jones, Council Medic.
I'll throw in $250 because I think some of the overlap there. I'll go $250. Even though they beat Indian River the other night, I shouldn't do it. But
you shouldn't do it. You're going to hold a grudge.
I shouldn't help. No, but you'll help. I know when Indian River needs some. Those girls need some help.
No problem.
Thank you. I got that on record.
It's been moved to second that I allot $250 from my account. Mr. Cole?
Total of $500.
Oh, yes. Total of $500.
My vote is yes.
Okay. Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Cape Penelope High School.
I think they requested $500, wasn't it?
Second.
Is that right, Ms. Webb?
They weren't specific. It's they're specifically looking for a digital camera. Yes, $500.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Is that what you want, Mr.
Yes,
Rogers?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and Mr. Cole seconded. It's moved and seconded. We allowed $500 for Mr. Rogers. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Northeast Rally Club.
I'll get $500 for that in my account.
Second, please.
Second.
It's moved and seconded. We allowed $500 for Mr. Phillips for number six. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Woodbridge Pop Warner.
$1,500 for me.
$1,500 for Mr. Jones, Council Medic.
Second, gentlemen?
Second.
Moved second that we allot $1,500 for my account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Mr. Cole?
Cape Penelope Senior Center.
Yeah, they need new computer systems, and based on their letter, it comes to like $3,900. And I'll grant the Cape Penelope Senior Center out of my Councilmatic fund, discretionary fund, the $4,000.
Second.
Keep it round number.
So much for that conservative. It's been moved to second that we're allowed $4,000 for Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Oh, you said yes. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
Introduction of ordinances, Jim?
We have an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from AR1 Agricultural Residential District to a B1 Neighborhood Business District for a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 14.549 acres. The application for Pelican Landing, Route 24, LLC.
I introduce it.
That it, Jim? Additional business for council?
My name is Dan Kramer. I want to know one thing.
Yes, sir, Mr. Kramer.
Where do you find in the Constitution that you can give God anything from our tax dollars? That's what you've done. And I'm going to tell you what. Yes, you did. And I'm going to tell you, it says God's wagon. And I'm going to tell you what. You know, I'm glad you turkeys are going out of here. But I want to see if the new set of turkeys have got balls enough to say that we're going to keep God separate from all this garbage. Because you guys have been doing this for years.
That's
and in the Constitution, it says you can't do it. But you break the law every time you turn around. I don't want to hear your mouth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'll continue doing things. You don't want to listen to what I got to say.
Any other additional business? Motion for executive session for land acquisition?
Motion to go into executive session for a purpose of land acquisition.
Second.
We move to second that we go in executive session for land acquisition. Mr. Cole, I mean, not voting. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.